Tomorrow is Ken Kesey Day in a big way in Eugene. There are a number of activities at the University of Oregon highlighting Kesey's writing and artwork. Tomorrow night, it's the West Coast premiere of Magic Trip, Ken Kesey's search for a cool place. Joining us today are Ken's son Zane and the band of Merry Pranksters. Welcome to the Northwest Passage to Zane and George Walker. And I can't see past my computer.
James Fox, U of O.
Thank you, Trip.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here. And we saw the bus go by a couple times, and glad it stopped to pay us a visit.
Are you jumping on board?
Yeah, you're right. Let's go. Zane, this has got to be a proud moment for you to have your dad's literary legacy and spirit celebrated big time tomorrow.
Absolutely. And it's an excuse to go out and have fun. We've been having fun all day long.
Ken would not be disappointed, would he? Can you update us on the efforts of the U of O to house the writings, the collected writings of Ken Kesey?
Well, James is best at that.
Okay.
Well, the University of Oregon Libraries and the whole of University of Oregon is committed to bringing the Ken Kesey papers to the university, and we're actively involved in that. It's what Ken wanted. It's what the family wants. It's what I think everyone in the state of Oregon wants, so we want to make it happen.
And it's coming along?
It's coming
progress?
Along. You know, it's a process. It takes a little while to put all the pieces together, but it's looking good, and the family's been very generous and very supportive, and they're working with us. So it's a great moment.
Zane, over the last several years, have there been some surprises that you found of what your dad created over the years?
Oh, there's always surprises. I mean, you've been to the barn.
Yeah.
you know what it's like. There's always a box that has things in it that you would not expect whatsoever. In the movie itself, they found a box with an audio tape labeled, what was it, the VA hospital. And they thought about it, and sure enough, this was audio of Dad when he first took LSD in the experiments that were done by the CIA. And they're just dynamite. And it really is the highlight of the movie. They've done this animation according to what he's hallucinating, and the recorder coming to life and turning into a frog. And it's truly worth seeing.
Our other guest today is George Walker, an original and still practicing Merry Prankster. Welcome back, George.
Thanks, Trip. It's one of those things that once you start, you really can't get off the bus. It's kind of like a one-way door. You get on, you can't get off.
How about sharing a Ken Kesey story with us today, George?
Oh, boy. How many are there? There's a million stories.
See what you access here.
Yeah, see what access is. Boy. Well, I remember the day we bought the bus. We bought the bus in Atherton, California. We were hanging out. Ken and his family were living in La Honda, and a lot of us were hanging around there a lot of the time. And we found a bus advertised in Atherton, which is very upscale, posh district of the San Francisco Peninsula. And somebody had a bus for sale, so we went and looked at it. And it was already set up much like a motorhome, all set up to travel with kitchen facilities and bunk beds and everything. It was owned by a Catholic family that outgrew it and needed a bigger bus.
Who better to inherit it?
Who better to inherit it?
Amen.
Ken took one look at it, and I said, well, should we drive it? He says, nope, I'm buying it. And we bought it, and we drove it home.
Guys, as a special part of Radiothon, you have been generous enough to put forth 5 pair of tickets for tomorrow night's premiere.
Woo-hoo.
Of Magic Trip. Right on. And just want you to give that encouragement to our listeners to call in during this program only. We have 5 pair of tickets for $100, modest $100 mm-hmm. pledge to KLCC. What do you say?
Well, what's the number?
1-800-922-3682, or you can do it online. www.klcc.org.
Zane, I remember one radiothon where, independent of each other, each of your parents called and pledged. So we know the Keseys have been longtime supporters of KLCC.
That's
definitely
right.
So tell us more about the movie, Zane.
Yeah.
Well, the movie is a project that, kind of a baby of mine that I started 8 or 9 years ago, where I have all these vast archives and just wanted somebody to do a Ken Kesey documentary. and we shopped it around a lot, and a few people didn't quite work. And Alex Gibney, Academy Award-winning director for documentaries, just fell into our lap. He called one day and wanted to do this, and I said, this is what I've been wanting to do. And it's taken a while since then, as Scorsese and Spielberg donated a bunch of money so UCLA could take all the film and preserve it and archive it and transfer it to high definition. And so it's been a while since they started to get to this point, and I couldn't be happier.
Congratulations.
Yeah. How is this piece different from Magic Trip? You've got 40 plus hours of footage.
Let's talk about the original footage when the pranksters stayed up all weekend and watched the 40 hours when it was out of sync. And
Well,
or was it out of sync, George?
out of sync with what? It was out of sync with all the rest of the world, but it seemed to us like it was in perfect sync with us. And it may not really have run 40 hours. We may have watched it over again three times and not recognized it. It was pretty hard to tell because, a lot has been made of how much this movie was made under the influence of various drugs. And actually, that's all been greatly exaggerated. I think most of the poor quality of the film is far more a result of our sheer massive incompetence and stupidity and inability to comprehend anything about what it was we were trying to do.
But it got better and better as they went along.
It did get better and better as we got along.
The first day of filming was a disaster, and by the time that they were on the return trip, there was gorgeous footage. Just phenomenal, like in Yellowstone. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We started learning stuff like focus. exposure. Oh, yeah. Exposure. Isn't that when you take off your clothes? We did that, too.
Stark naked.
Yeah, stark naked. She showed us what exposure was.
And it's also interesting because throughout the film, Ken's raising profound questions about the writing project and why the bus trip and how to capture authentic narratives and how people want to find out how people really talk. Ken says that, you know, in the novels, we write a narrative, we write how dialogue, but that's not how people really talk. So the bus trip was really Ken's attempt, in part, and George can talk more about this, to see, capture those authentic voices that were out there.
James, I must say you're a little less colorful than the rest of the crew in here. I'm wondering how you're enjoying your bus ride today.
Well, I thought we should have the straight person. You know, we got to see how librarians interact with the pranksters, and I can say it's been a crash landing. Quite beautiful, quite beautiful. Zane has shaken us all up.
When you're driving around town in the bus, it's always good to have somebody that can talk to the cops.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
James, get out there and talk.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm the guy.
We want to remind folks it's Radiothon, and we're offering 5 pair of tickets to tomorrow night's West Coast premiere of Magic Trip, each for a pledge of $100 or more. It's as good as his offer is only good during the Northwest Passage. Call now at 1-800-922-3682.
The film starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and it's at the McDonald Theater. So you should expect a fairly good crowd. What's the capacity, you know? How many folks can get in there?
I think it's, with seats, I think it's 700 because you can't pack them in. Like you can
like
a concert.
That's right. So listeners, again, you need to keep that in mind. You have a chance to get a pair of tickets for you and a friend or loved one to attend this Northwest premiere. And we hope you'll call 1-800-922-3682 and snag a couple of these tickets. They're going to be going like hotcakes, if not already.
That's right. And bear in mind, this is going to be a lot more than just a film. We're going to have a panel discussion afterwards discussing the film and related subjects. I understand there may be some refreshments provided. And,
some beverages.
There will certainly there will be some music. I think there's a band that's going
but
to
no
show
brownies.
Up and play.
No brownies.
Well, free posters, signatures by the Merry Pranksters.
There's going to be poetry reading. There's bands.
George has promised to dance with anybody that's willing.
That's right.
Are you guys getting
George
the idea?
George was just informed of
and
that.
Look, you don't want to miss this film. I mean, it's not just some hedonistic. It raises some very profound issues about what Ken was up to, what the pranksters were up to, what America was up to. If you have a chance to see this, you don't want to miss it.
Not to say that it excludes hedonism entirely. It did have its
moments. Celebrated it, yeah.
Yes, we did celebrate hedonism on a few moments, but yes, it really was more serious than that. And we actually were seriously trying to make some kind of a documentary of sorts, just, you know, to something that would show a slice of American life. That, you know, we weren't just goofing. We were actually trying to take a picture, as it were, of America at that time and what it was like and what we were doing in it and how we might affect people and bring out something in people.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for being here today. It's been a thrill and a treat and a color splash. Thank you. James
thank
Fox, U of O Libraries. George Walker, longtime prankster. And Zane Kesey, son of Ken and Zane Kesey himself. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, you, Chip. Okay. It's been great.
Thank you.
Call now and make your pledge of support for a
pair what are you
of those
waiting
tickets.
For? Call
on.
Get those tickets. They're going fast.
1-800-922-3682. This is KLCC. Thanks for listening. Thanks for pledging.